not your typical bromance. Broadcasting across the world, live from Central Florida, with news stories, current events, social media news, and real life shit, even Karen rant worthy shit. Bro Rants.
Monday morning.
Whoop, whoop.
Oh, and we have a special guest in the studio today. We have Jeff, Cousin Jeff. Yes.
Hello.
Not Jazzy Jeff, but.
What did you say? Did you say the F word? Hello, what?
No, I said hello, family.
Bro, you know what it sounded like?
Did it sound like you said the F word
you can't say?
No. Hello, family.
Listen,
you guys are supercharged for a Monday. I'm like still waking up.
That's because we're
like pumped.
No, it's because we have a new routine. I woke up, I meditated, I watched behind my vision board. I'm saying.
Shout out to our man, Josh.
Yes. Shout out to Joshua Ayers, man. Ayers Fitness. Check him out on Facebook and Instagram, guys.
Joshua, a.k.a. High Octane.
High Octane, yeah, man.
Change your life, Joshua.
Yeah, he changed my life, bro. I woke up this morning. After I did my prayers and did my concentration stuff, and yeah, I'm all good now. Shake the feathers off of me. No, man, but guys, welcome to the studio. Jeff, Cousin Jeff. I say Cousin Jeff. We should give you that nickname because he's actually my blood relative, my cousin. His first time on the show. And
yes. Thank you for having me.
No, we're grateful to have you. Raymond and I, we've had virtual guests, right?
Yeah, we have. Yeah. So
it's good to have a live host right here. We had, guys, before you call it the CDC or the government on us, you mofos, we did have a temperature gauge, and we gauged his temperature, and it was right below. It was right below stone cold.
That's it. All protocols followed before stepping through the door.
No, but to speak on it, he wanted to learn. He's actually starting a podcast of his own, and he wanted to see the ins and outs. So, you know, he wanted to sit and be a observer. So I was like, no, dude, you're going to be here. It's going to be great content, and jump in.
Yeah, I didn't really have a choice.
You didn't.
I was just trying to come and sit behind the scenes, and he's like, no. When you show up, there will be a mic and a headset waiting.
Exactly, and some thongs. So, and it's not awkward that he's wearing thongs right now. I was kidding.
You out here telling my business, though. Why you out here telling my business?
Oh, it's 2021, bro. Any way to keep the COVID off? Yeah, that'll get people 6 feet. You know what I mean? Everybody stay 6 feet away from you, at least on the basketball court. I don't know where anywhere else. You go down to downtown Orlando, they might get up on you. I don't know.
Notice Reggie still talking about the thong song from his old bad boy days with his band.
Don't speak band because you know why. He was up in there too. We had a family band.
We had a family into the band.
He was in it.
Now
we had practices. We had garage.
It just didn't happen.
We had garage practices.
I did consider it though.
You did. You were supposed to be the high note. You were supposed to be Jermaine. No, Jackie.
Yo, this dude was like Sean Puffy Combs. He was like, yo, but Jeff, you can hit that falsetto.
You did. Yo, you hit the falsetto. And the thing about it is, we had Steven, his brother. Him and I real close because it's the four of us and it's seven of them. Seven.
It's a tribe.
So we were like the Jacksons, like, combined two families, you know what I mean? Because the Jacksons got that by them damn selves. So us combined was like the Jacksons. Like, we got to make this work.
Right,
you know,
right.
We have to.
Yes.
So we would try to recruit Steven as well. But Steven didn't have that mindset, yo. Like, didn't have it at all. He was like, yo, go, we'll play basketball. He would come in and, come on, learn to spin moves. And we'd be in the garage, Rick and everything. Learn to spin moves. Jeff would never attend any of the practices, and I wonder why.
I don't know. Steve always had a solo artist type mentality.
Yeah.
Bobby Brown.
Exactly what he was. Yo, exactly what he was. We all had that I want to say black sheep. I'm considered a black sheep of my family. And mom, if you're listening, it's true. You have one golden child. And his name is, I'm not going to say it, Rick. But anyway.
I ain't touching it.
You ain't touching it? You said I ain't touching it. Yo, I'm going to be excommunicated off
the. Just know I had nothing to do with this girl.
Lies, mom, lies. No, I'm kidding. My mom is wonderful. Hold on. Where's that script she gave
me? I'm sure she is. Yes.
Mom is wonderful. Oh, she feeds us every day. Oh, this is the thing we had to do in case DCF came by. I let that one go.
Still, you still kept that, huh? All these years.
Yeah, I absolutely have to. You always in my wallet. If you get pulled over by the police, so, hey, my mom is wonderful. She's running a little late. No. But today's show, we're going to talk about pet peeves, man. Pet peeves. I wanted to touch on this because we all have them. I hope you guys had I give you guys like a few days to come up with something good.
Yes.
I hope you guys did your homework.
Well, you said good. Well, it's a pet peeve, so it's your thing, so it doesn't make a difference if it's good or not.
No. I don't want to half-ass like, oh, well, you know, I hate when the toilet seat is up and there's drip, drip. No, I don't want any of that. That's generic.
I can't use that.
No, it's generic. Oh, okay. That's generic stuff. Right. That's cliche. Okay. So I want some good stuff.
Well, I do have a pet peeve.
Okay.
I don't know if it's cliche for you, but it's real for me.
If it's cliche for me, it's gonna be. I'm gonna be like, you're gonna come with something.
Okay. So here we go. So in our household, everybody has Apple devices.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. And you know we have a lot of folks where we live. So for some reason,
wait, hold up. Yeah. What? I'm sorry, Jeff's new to the show. We have to explain.
Oh,
you can't say we have folks. No.
So we
got kids. They got kids.
So we got a blended family, right?
Okay.
So you know,
modern.
So
blended.
I have two.
Angelique, Jolie, and Brad Pitt.
I have two biological. Blended.
Okay.
All right. She has
16 adopted.
No, okay. No, she's got like she's got 3 adopted and 2 biological, right?
Okay.
So we kind of have a week on, week off schedule, right? Okay. So the week on, we have everybody, right? At the house at one time, right? So the thing is, everybody has Apple devices, iPhones, iPads. So cords. Everybody has to have a cord.
Yeah.
Charging their stuff.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
For some reason, we have to initial our plugs.
Are you serious?
We
is
have
that
to.
Even possible?
Yes, we.
On the tip?
This is a real thing.
We use a marker, permanent marker.
I know, right? Where? On the cord or on the
both.
Oh my
God. Both.
Why don't you guys color coordinate it?
Listen.
Well, there's a lot of them. They might get those. There's only so much colors in the rainbow.
So look. I put my cord in a certain spot. Sometimes in my bedroom. Sometimes out in the hallway. You know, I have more than one cord. It'll be missing. Right?
Yeah.
I'll ask every kid, do you have my cord? No. Do you have my cord? No. 2 weeks later, I'll find it somewhere, right?
After you bought another one.
After I bought another one, exactly,
that's
right?
That's how it goes.
And then I'll find a kid with it, right? Or something, and I'll say, why are you using my cord? Oh, I didn't know it was yours. And my name is right there on it.
Well, no, in their defense, is it Ray Jr. that has it?
No. They know better.
Because I would say, yo, you know, if it was Ray Jr. that had it, I could see the confusion.
No, they know better. All right. That right there, I get berserk because I need my charger.
So you turn into Joe Jackson.
Oh, I get really mad, man. I mean, I listen, I know it's a cord.
Ray, go get the switch.
Okay. And I should, hey, listen, I know it's just a, you know, just a plastic thing with wires and all that. And it's not that expensive.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
The principle.
It is, because you know my name's on that.
No, I get it. I just hear Kara in the background. Joe, don't be so mean to him. They just, Joe.
Kara calls me petty.
Oh, does she?
She's guilty too.
No, okay. I was about to ask. That's probably why.
Yeah,
she's guilty too.
We did, brother.
Yo, throwing rocks at the glass house. Those stones at the glass house, right?
Hey, that is a pet peeve of mine, though. When you borrow my stuff
and don't return it,
and then I gotta find it.
When you take the time to put it somewhere, so that way when you're ready for it, it's there, and then you go and it's gone. I'm sorry, that's frustrating.
It is
100% on board with you, and clearly you can see you've struck a nerve with me as well.
Damn. Okay, that wasn't yours, was it?
No, it wasn't.
Okay, I was just making sure.
I just had to salute my man. I feel this pain.
Oh my goodness.
I don't even know. So that was it. That's the pet peeve right there.
Yeah, because it happens so much. It's getting to the point where I'm just if I find their cords, I might cut them.
Woosa. Woosa.
I might just cut their cord. Just cut.
I know. Just damn, bro.
I might just cut their cord.
Doesn't that mean they're gonna use your cord even more now?
No, I'm keeping it in my truck.
Yo, what's crazy, Jeff? This dude is—he's not from Compton. He's from Alabama. Damn, bro, you trying to shank people over cords?
I'm gonna have to cut their cord.
Why? Just take it. Look, just take the cord.
He sure got deep when he said it.
Yeah,
I'm gonna cut the cord.
Damn, Debo, check this out. Yo, the cord ain't do nothing to you. Damn, you gonna get rid of a good cord? You don't even understand.
I gotta breathe right now, bro. Right.
Especially when the charges go bad. Like, you know, the girls and Kate have charges in this household that iPhones, and they go bad all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and they buy, you know, the ones from either Marshalls or the dollar store because they go bad.
Right.
So versus paying what, $30-something for the Apple one that's going to go bad regardless.
16.
Yeah, they go bad regardless. So.
16 for the
two. He knew the number.
Yeah, know, 16 for the one.
You know why he know.
19. I don't bought a lot of them, man.
I know, bro. I hope you invested in the stock.
He knew the value pack and everything. 16 for the two.
Take about 2 weeks to get here from, Apple. But if you get it from Amazon, and get here in 2 days. Prime.
No, I appreciate that. They make the... I mean, you're talking about the craftsmanship on it, man. It's just horrible.
It is.
So they go bad. So it ain't worth cutting, bro. They're going to go bad anyway.
I don't know.
That's karma. That's God karma.
I'm with you, man. It may require a quick cut.
Just you might.
Nah, don't listen
to that. They
got to
learn. They got
to
learn.
Don't listen.
There you go.
Send that message.
That's it.
Shots fired.
Nah, Raymond, don't hurt nobody. Don't hurt nobody. Listen to this guy. He's setting you up for failure, bro. He's setting you up.
Nah. Let me tell you one time. All you need is that one time. They'd be like, yo, he a little crazy. Nah, that's
exactly.
All you need.
Exactly.
Some healthy fear. You see, like,
oh, my
crazy.
Gosh. I got the
I
scissors.
Came in and, you know, my cord was cut into three pieces. I'm not touching anything. I'm not touching anything of his anymore.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, that's well, one good cut. Okay, cool. That's cool. That's cool. What you got, Jeff? What you got?
So I'm going to piggyback a little bit off of what he said.
Okay.
And I've actually got two.
All right.
They're a little more generic. Not as personalized, but I seriously dislike when people seek me out to lie to me.
Ooh.
Oh.
You know, like,
tell me how you
like,
feel.
You know,
I like
you
it.
Know, you have an example where somebody will call you, like, you know, we chit chatting and I ask you about a certain situation or something,
mm-hmm.
And you proceed to lie to me. Or better yet, you bring up a situation that maybe we're both involved in and you voluntarily lie to me. And I'm specifically not asking or bringing it up because, you know what, I just know, like, this isn't even something I want to engage in. But you bring up the topic and then boldface lie to me, that sets me aflame. Mm. Because it's like...
Why? Yes.
Why are you like this?
Why? Wow. Yes.
What, yeah. Like what is happening in your mental realm that you felt the need to seek me out and lie to me? Like, what have I done to you? So that's one pet peeve.
Gotcha.
It's always something that's like, I mean, I don't like getting lied to regardless, but when you seek me out to lie to me, I take it super personal.
No, it's cool because I completely understand. It's like they're stalking you and they put more effort into it just
I
to.
I know.
Yeah.
Just show, reveal this lie.
Right, just to I know. Come over here and paint this picture that I wasn't even asking.
Like,
for.
Yo, Jeff, come here. Yo, don't know. Check this out. Let me call you, bro. You free? Yo, cool. Yo, check this out, bro. So, what happened was,
yeah. But you know, I didn't ask, right? And you know, I know you lying, right?
Exactly.
Why are we doing this exactly?
And why you gotta stay, dude? Why you gotta stay? You gotta stay there and watch the whole thing. You know. Run its course.
Right, that's hard.
Right, because at that point, what are the options? I address it, right, which is going to lead into what I didn't want to lead into anyway.
I sit on it,
which then potentially I'm encouraging you, right?
Yes.
So it's a lose-lose, and maybe that's absolutely. Why it touches me on a different nerve. But to piggyback off of what you were saying...
That was a power up.
Oh, thank you. I was like, yo, I felt that quick zest. I was like,
piggied, bro.
My all-time biggest pet peeve is don't insult my intelligence.
Ooh.
And I tell this to my kids. My kids know there's certain things about me, and I have this saying, and it annoys the hell out of them, but it's something I always bring up, and I'm like, don't attempt to pee on me and convince me that it's rain.
Okay? I've heard that before. Yeah, right? That's an old one.
Do not proceed to pee on me and convince me that it is rain. Do not insult my intelligence. I find it to be, it sets me. It is right. So, for instance, you start talking, and I battle a lot with that. Where I'm very I'm not OCD, but there's certain things like my wallet, my charger, my phone. There's a handful of things, maybe only four or five things that I am very efficient at putting it in one to two places. And okay. I know it's there. And if it's not there, somebody's moved it.
Right, okay? Right.
But the part to that really spoke to me is when you kind of went and started asking people, like, hey, do you have my cord? Have you seen my cord? And everybody's like, no. Nah. And then you find somebody with it. It's like, so I came. Yeah, I asked you in good faith. I wasn't even mad. I mean, I was annoyed, but I wasn't mad. But now it's a week later, and I find you with it, and I'm like, yo, why you got my cord? And you're like, oh, this is yours. It's got my name on it. Like,
yes.
Don't insult my intelligence. Like, that's just a small example because you brought it up. But, you know, that really sets me off. Like, that takes me into outer space, man.
I'm with you on that. I can feel that in my spirit.
Yo, Raymond, I'm going to have to call Pooja and have a talk to you. That's our mental specialist we have on Thursdays.
I need to call Pooja.
Damn.
I was feeling him when he was like, yo, I'm just going to cut him up. I'm like, yo, I'll be there with you. You need a roll, though?
Nah, he doesn't need an accomplice. He doesn't need an accomplice, Jeff. Jeez, you're supposed to break the man off the ledge, bro. This man, yo. Ray, breathe, bro. Woosa, count to 10, bro.
I'm having flashbacks right now.
All I want to know, which week is it on? Is it a week off or week on right now? Because I want to make sure how many kids, if the kids are at the house or not.
It's the week on.
Oh, shit, bro. Yeah. You just take a ride around the block a couple times before you walk in the door. I'm just trying to save some lives, man. I'm just kids.
I know, they just kids, but they need to learn, though. They need to learn.
Nah, they're going to learn today. You're going to learn. You're going to learn.
They're going to learn for real.
Damn.
You holding out, though? You holding out? What about you?
Nah, I'm not holding out. It's just, I've never seen Ray so passionate. I didn't know. Yo, this is amazing right now.
He hit you with the deep voice.
It's crazy. Yo.
Oh, you asked about pet peeve. So it did.
I said pet peeve, but I didn't tell him. 10 things I hate about my kids. Damn, bro. Gave me a list. Like, 10 things happen to be 10 chords.
Oh my God.
One of my pet peeves, man. And this one is profound. I think we all go through this. We all have a friend. People that we've known. That the only time they call you, not when they need you.
Oh.
No. Is dealing with people that you're their personal cheerleader. You have to give them the pep talk every time. They use you for their self-esteem.
Crutch. You're their crutch.
Yeah, and when you need whatever, they're nowhere around.
That
but yo, they
emotionally draining.
Yeah, dude. Every time, I don't think I could. And you got to pick them up.
Mm-hmm.
You're good, man. You know, and with me with the acting and everything, I had this one guy. See, I told you guys to tell some stories too, but I had this one guy, and all he would call me and tell me, "Hey, Reg, look, you know, I don't know about the acting. You're really great." And what I've learned is there are some snakes in these bushes. Whenever you give someone, even in basketball or anything like that, whenever you give someone that idolizes you a little confidence, whenever something happens, they drain your energy and they take it that you almost consume or become what they were, because now they get a little confidence and they're like, they're stealing some things. In basketball, either your style, your dribble or acting, they pick up and you're like, what the hell? You know, I'm seeing myself and whatever. And it's almost like, not a Judas thing, but it's like a backstab thing. Like they, you know, all of a sudden they're looking down at you like, you know what I mean? Like they take
he
so much.
He was laughing at you about how deep this is. Do you see? He's like squinty eyed.
I know.
And
this
like
is
super
this
passionate
is,
right now.
Yo, whatever.
We really need Pooja right now for real. Wow.
But can you guys relate? Did you ever? You've lived someone so high and.
So what about imitation is the ultimate flattery?
I don't believe in that.
You don't? Okay.
I believe you've mentioned that before, and I've told you, like, here's the thing. We've had. And I'm sure these girls are listening. So we had this podcast. We first started off, and I hit these girls up to collaborate on the podcast. I don't give a shit. I'll talk shit about a neighbor down there that told me about my bats that went to their house.
Okay.
Okay. I don't care. I said, you know where I live. Come find me.
Okay.
Not you people on the internet, though, but my neighbor.
Tupac.
All eyes on me. So we hit them up. Hey, come, you know, whatever. They say, oh, that sounds great. We've had all our stuff wrapped in October. I saw what they were doing. All of a sudden, we went into this. I figured out a niche and we was going there. And all of a sudden, I'm like, Ray, these people are copying. He's like, no, no, no. I said, dude, watch. Boom, there. Dude, I did men's health. Look, why, they're a girl thing. Why are you talking? And all of a sudden, men's health. Let's talk about it. And I'm like, they're not following us, but they're following us.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? And so when they say, you know, that it's a form of flattery, that is when you're working with the person and you can give them that recognition. Like, oh, you know what? I love what you're doing.
So you think it only works if you lend credibility to it?
To the person. You don't have to lend it credibility out loud. If you do, that's cool. But if you say, I'm not going to work with you, or yeah, but all of a sudden you're stealing the person's thing on the side. And you're, you know, and then you're not following the person, so they don't realize, so they can't see what you're doing. Oh, you know, they don't. So you make it seem like it's an original idea, and it's not.
Right.
Then it's like, bruh.
Reg is basically like, screw flattery. This is just downright theft.
Yeah, pretty much. Exactly. It's theft. Especially when you don't get no credibility. You don't get any credit for it, recognition. Hey, yeah, it's some flattery when you give homage. Let's go there. Yeah, give homage.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay, so like, Kobe.
And Jordan, he gave Jordan homage. He said that there's no Kobe without Jordan.
Okay.
That's
all. So that's okay though, right?
That's absolutely okay.
So what about like talk show people, like late night? Sometimes they take their style, or they don't always give homage because it's more competition.
No, because the talk show, they always give homage because they're always following someone great. So let's say Michael Jackson, everyone has to give homage to him in the music because they do, because you can hear Michael Jackson in a lot of these artists. So let's say like David Letterman, or he gives homage to Johnny because he took Johnny's show over. So the greats do that. I don't know about the new industry, the new people. I don't know, you know, but if they do that, but I know the greats have give homage to the greats.
Okay.
And those that aren't great, they don't, you know, that don't give homage, that you, I don't even know their names because they barely don't exist.
Circling back on these girls, if they started their show each time and said, hey, you know, we're here to do our show, and just so anybody that's wondering, you know, we're stealing, you know, Ray and Reggie's shit, let the show begin, would that be paying homage?
It'd be awesome homage. No, it's not going to be petty like that. No, it's not going to be petty, but it's like if you had worked with us and said, oh my gosh, dude, I love you guys' concept. We might do that one day. That's cool. I'm okay with that. If you had worked with us and said, oh man, I might try that one day. Cool. I don't care. We work together. I'm okay with that. But when you didn't want to work, whatever, and then I'm seeing what we're covering on there, yo, it's a red flag. And I'm like, okay, one time it's coincidental. Second time it's not coincidence. It's like, yo, this is literally copycat.
Okay.
But, so that was the pep. Why? Okay, what? You seem like what you got?
It sounds really like deeper than that, though.
No, it ain't deeper than that.
It sounds like it's something that's not really that, but something before that.
So it's like one step away from what's really
yeah,
really
like it's
bubbling there, right?
You know what the cord thing it sounded like with you? Like an umbilical cord that your mama didn't cut. Okay? And off to the next show, you bastard. Yeah. So, hey, Raymond, I just got something to say for that wonderful critique you got me. I like the fact you analyzed me. What do the critics have to say? What are they saying? Hold on. Oh, Raymond, you're wrong. I'm not salty. I'm not.
10 to 15 minutes worth of jokes and critique.
No.
You know what I'm saying? With
I have no clue.
With our pet peeves.
Raymond.
You throw one comment out there.
Brother, listen. Hey, Raymond, your critique was completely off. And.
You got me in tears right now.
I don't have you in tears, man. Listen. We're going to go to.
The way he presented it too, like I just you know,
yo, these guys,
I just think there's something deeper there.
There's not, yo, this, because he tried to analyze. Are we done? Are we done here, guys? Are we done, gentlemen?
Sorry.
No, let it out. You good?
At the very least, we thank you.
All right, cool. I'm glad you're crying in tears, and I'm glad you're laughing. Wonderful.
A heartfelt chuckle.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Love you, Reg. We love you.
Yeah. So speaking of, Raymi wanted to cover this, is Corona. Everything Corona, right? So Corona, man, you were mentioning how hard is it
to get a shot.
Oh yeah, man, I'm gonna be waiting for a while.
I'm not gonna take it. That's not? Just me. No, I don't. What about you, Jeff? How do you feel about that?
Right now, I'm out, and part of that has to do with just, you know, getting a better feel for what the post shot looks like and feels like for some folks. I think, personally, I've never been a huge fan of vaccinations. I know mm-hmm. that to some folks that sounds very dated and, you know, close-minded. But I just kind of have my own beliefs. And it's not that I don't believe in technology and the progression of the human race. I yeah. think my faith in the people that regulate these vaccines, that's where it's lacking.
I can agree with you more. Yeah.
And then, you know, when there is a clear connection between, you know, newborn vaccinations and
potential autism
yeah. and, you know, we can't even get some truth surrounding that.
Yeah,
I have a problem with that. You know, things are going to go wrong sometimes. You know, everything isn't a perfect fit. That's what makes us great. You know,
yeah.
we're all as much as we're all the same, we're all very different. Mm-hmm. And I think personally, I'd feel a little more comfortable if there was a little more truth involved in that. And
a little more transparency. Like
that. Even, yeah, thank you. That's what I'm looking for, mm-hmm. transparency. So I'm not going to go out on a ledge and say, hey, I'll never get it. But what I do know is for right now, I'm comfortable not getting it. And that'll probably remain true for several months to come, just as we kind of see how this whole thing plays out.
Me on that, I don't know if you want to touch on anything on that or.
Well, I am 50-50.
Yeah.
I mean, like, based on what you said, piggybacking on you, we're gonna have to wait months anyway for anybody.
What did you say, Piggy? What?
Piggy.
All right, piggyback.
Is that a power up?
It must. It's a power up. Okay. He's piggybacked. It reminds me of Mario. So
okay.
I pay some homage. Actually, guys, it's a homage to there Mario Brothers.
Homage is everything.
You know what I mean?
This is that's what the greats do.
Absolutely. We wanted the greats, right? All right. My bad. Go ahead, brother. My bad.
No problem. But we're going to have to wait months anyway to get a shot because we're not old. And
yeah, at the risk, mm-hmm. the high risk. Well, yeah. are we not? Because apparently the black community, the blacks are basically, look at me, the blacks.
The blacks.
I was thinking the same thing. That sounded real some kind of way.
The blacks.
I'm sorry, yo.
I got scared.
So the black folks are more at risk and high risk and are dying off or being not so, are we not at high risk? But here's the thing, piggybacking of what each of you said.
Homage,
yeah, exactly. Paying you homage and paying Mario's brothers homage.
You just change that sound to the homage sound moving forward instead of power up.
I know, right? Homage. But I've never taken the flu shot. Have you? I've taken the last time I took the flu shot, I was a kid. And it's so funny. Kate and I were talking, and she's like, they're mentioning everything but the flu now. What happened to the flu? The flu just magically disappeared.
It did. It right. went right to.
Right,
just, I don't know. Went somewhere.
It upgraded. Yeah, I upgraded to the corona. Right. Yeah, exactly.
Now they tag teaming,
brother. And I don't. I mean, I believe the corona. I believe so and so forth. Yeah, with the corona. But I don't. My thing is, and you remember in China when they showed everything was happening, people were falling in front of people, and these numbers are so catastrophic that. Have you been in Publix or been in a store in Walmart and seen someone fall and collapse because? The corona is so high. The numbers are record breaking, right?
What do you mean people were falling in China? What do you mean by that?
You never saw the video when they were trying to contain it? There were people in the markets, the food markets that were just on the subways falling, literally dying, falling. And they were contained.
Huh? You mean because there was because of corona? They yeah. were dying on the spot?
Dying or passing out, yes.
It wasn't because it was too packed?
No, brother. This is when it was happening, brother. No,
it
no,
was
no.
the people just dying on the spot.
Yes, sir.
That would be to laugh. Yeah.
No, you're good.
A legit question.
No. I'm telling you, that's how severe it was.
I didn't see that video.
Brother, you saw it, right?
I saw on the subway.
They were trying to keep it from us, and it was all in there, you know, before the whistleblower, but I've never seen it. The numbers don't add up to what we should be seeing. Like, this person may have it or they may be immune to it or you know, have asymptomatic to it, right?
Asymptomatic
to it. So, but I think there's always something. There's always a test run before something big. And not to be a conspiracy theorist, but if you have to call and wake up in the morning to get the lottery in order to get, you have to get on your phone and try to book a shot. To me, it's like a test run. Because you, because with Publix and even with your, what's the other one that's doing it? Publix and
CVS?
You know, it was something else that was doing it that you had to wake up and go online 6 o'clock in the morning, and then the other one was 9 o'clock in the morning, right, to get shot at the Central Florida Fairgrounds. You have to wake up, get your, you know, hopefully you get it. And Kate was trying for days to get it, weeks, and she couldn't get it for her parents.
Because they're running out. Is that why?
No, because they were putting her on there, and they said, you got it. And next to her, when she tries to click the number, it was like, oh, not available. But to me, it was like, if you observe things from the outside,
okay,
looking in and say, is this normal? Why is my doctor, whomever, getting this? Why, if you're high risk, why aren't you contacted? Because they contact the IRS, contact you if you have to pay a bill, right? If you owe money. Why do you have to sit here and play Monopoly every morning and try to win the lotto for a shot that may or may not be effective? It's, to me, it's like,
because they don't have enough of it, right?
But if we look at it from a conscious point of view, because she has a client that had gotten 8 of them for other people. So apparently her phone worked, her computer worked. She was able to get 8 appointments for her. See what I'm saying? So let's say if she wanted to sell the shots. Oh, so I can get you an appointment. Yo, $50 a pop.
So you're saying Kate couldn't get appointments for her clients, but the other person could?
She can get appointments for her parents.
For her parents.
But this person was able to get appointments for her parents.
So why didn't Kate get that person to call her for her parents?
She did.
Okay.
And they did it, got it immediately, but this person got for 8 people.
So who was this person?
What do you mean? Just one of her clients.
So, I mean, they might have the hookup.
No, they don't have the hookup. They did exactly what she did on the website. Exactly. It's weird, right? How does one person get, and I tried with her one morning, and both of us couldn't get it. And we tried a 6 o'clock one, and we tried a 9 o'clock one. Didn't get it. But my whole thing is, this is not normal. Well, but we're so desensitized that we're like, oh, yeah, the lotto. Let's get on this and try to get our shot that's supposed to keep us alive. And
the corona isn't normal. I mean, as Jeff just said, I mean, what happened to the flu? Nothing. None of this is normal.
No, but I'm saying,
this is unusual times in every regard.
But my thing is, to get help, why are we going through a lottery system with our phones versus, hey, you're a doctor, we see what you have, how many patients in your age range, here, administer it to your elderly. You know what I mean? Why is it not being?
That's a great question, but our healthcare system is already messed up. I mean, why doesn't everyone have healthcare anyway?
No, agreed. But my thing is, why the hell is it a lottery system? I got to literally wake up in order to get a shot.
I get that point. I get it. I don't know. That's a good question.
So the lottery piece is probably due to the shortage, but I understand what you're saying. Now, because I knew I had zero intent of getting it anytime soon, I haven't looked into it. And fortunately, I'm with someone that we share that position, and that's just not for COVID. We've even shared that position on the flu shot. There's people that think we don't get the flu shot. I've known people that's gotten the shot, gotten the flu twice. Yeah. Guess what? I've never gotten the flu. And the argument is, well, if you get it, it'll be 10 times worse and you may even die. I can get hit by a bus tomorrow. Okay? Exactly. I know that sounds super ignorant, but that's just a high-level approach that I take to it. Like, look, there's nothing guaranteed. I'll take my chances. I think the other thing too is, you know your immune system, right?
Like, absolutely,
it's your body. If you've known it for a while, you have a fair idea as to how you react when you catch certain things. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't make you a doctor, but you know what, it does provide you a certain level of confidence.
Yep.
Maybe it's false confidence, but guess what, I'm gonna rock with what I know. Now, what I will say is, I have a friend that lives in the Carolinas,
okay,
and she has pre-existing conditions. And though skeptical, she's going to go get the shot. And the way that they have approached it is, they're actually rolling it out in phases. And so the first phase is the elderly and folks with, I believe, pre-existing conditions of a certain age and older. And then the next phase are slightly younger age bracket with pre-existing conditions, and that's how they're rolling it out. So I guess the question would really be, whether you're a conspiracy theorist or not, why is there such a disconnect in the approach of the rollout? And why do you have one state that has, you know, operated in what I believe to be a smart approach versus another situation where it's like, okay, well, you got to get up and roll the dice and hope that you hit the lucky number. Again, I'm speaking from a place of ignorance because
absolutely.
I haven't looked into it. So I don't know what the conditions are, or maybe we do have a rollout plan, and maybe the lottery is simply for folks that don't want to wait until, you know, their phase. I'm not sure. So, you know, I'd have to be educated on the topic.
No, I mean, I appreciate I appreciate what you're saying, Raymond. I appreciate what you're saying as well. And again, it's good to have different
viewpoints
on this. You know, different perspectives. My perspective is always right, but yeah, I always appreciate what
bring to the you table. Right, we are in a desensitized state, so things that probably should resonate with us, we tend to overlook. But you know what? A lot of time, that really has a lot to do with a fear. And anxiety and feeling like, okay, even though all these warning signs or things don't really seem to be adding up.
Exactly.
I feel like I need to have this. And I mean, that's just not true when it comes to vaccines. It's a method used to try to, you know, manipulate you to buy things. Like, I mean, have you guys watched the Netflix show?
Yes. Social Dilemma.
Experimental.
Yes.
Did you watch that?
Yes, we did.
Oh my gosh, that thing was mind blowing.
It was mind blowing, and it validated every thought you had, because you're like, you have the fact that this AI is conditioned to you
to manipulate you,
and you're the
avatar.
Yeah,
you're the avatar. You're the actual product.
Yeah, right?
It's selling you to everything. Mm-hmm. To touch on the other thing, you were in, with Florida, since we're speaking of that, the fact that, you know, we had the race week, and now we have bike week coming up. And this is funny because at the same time last year, it was open. And it's supposed to be, Florida's supposed to be the highest number right now of the new strain of the virus.
Of the new strain?
Yep, that they don't have a hold on. It's one of the highest states with it. But yet it stayed open. It's staying open.
Well, that comes from the, you know,
the governor.
Yeah, the governor.
Absolutely. But my whole point is, it's just a new strain that they don't have the new, not even shots they guarantee can combat it.
But he was open way before.
No. I know that. But my whole point is, it's now it's a tougher, stronger, mutated virus that the shots, the vaccine, which doesn't even protect the normal virus, because, you know, Fauci is saying you got to wear two masks. God damn it. hello.
That was pretty crazy when I heard that. I was
carbon that you breathe out is going to kill you. Like, how is this normal? Like, how is this science? Oh, if you cover your mouth with two masks and now you're breathing all your carbon back in, that's killing you. You can tell on your face because people are just breaking out. It's so funny because they're like, they tell us the science, and this is elementary science. We're in elementary school, and they think that we're not going to remember this. The trees are supposed to take our carbon and make oxygen out of it. I remember that. So why am I breathing something that's killing me, or probably weakening my immune system anyway? Like I said, it was ridiculous. Wear two masks and this. What? What did you say, Mr. What? Fauci? Okay. With that, I got to play something for you guys because I know you guys love sports and I want to touch this topic, see if you guys see what your opinions are on this, all right?
I would like to talk about something that's really bothering me. And it's the treatment of players in this league. To watch Andre Drummond before the game sit on the sideline, then go to the back, and then come out in street clothes because a team is going to trade him is bull****. Because when James Harden asked for a trade and essentially dogged it, I don't think there was no surprise or no, you know, there's no one's going to fight back that James was dogging it his last days in Houston. But he was castrated for one to go to a different team, and everybody destroyed that man. And yet a team can come out and say, oh, we want to trade a guy, and then that guy is to go sit. And if he doesn't stay professional, then he's a cancer, and he's not good in someone's locker room, and he's the issue. And we've seen situations of Harrison Barnes getting pulled off the bench. You know, DeMarcus Cousins finding out that he's traded in an interview after the All-Star game. And we continue to let this happen. But I got fined for stating my opinion of what I thought should happen with another player. But teams can come out and continue to say, oh, we're trading guys, we're not playing you. And yet we're to stay professional. At some point, as players, we need to be treated with the same respect and have the same rights that the team can have. Because as a player, you're the worst person in the world when you want a different situation. But a team can say they're trading you, and that man is to stay in shape. He is to stay professional. And if not, his career is on the line. At some point, this league has to protect the players from embarrassment like that. You know, we talk all of this stuff about you can't do this, you can't say that publicly. If you say that publicly, you're fine. Anthony Davis got fined, I think, $100,000 or something like that for demanding a trade publicly. But you can say Andre Drummond's getting traded publicly and we're looking to trade him publicly and he's to stay professional and just deal with it. But then when Kyrie Irving say, oh, my mental health is off, everybody go crazy about that too. Do you not think that affects someone mentally? As much as we put into this game to be great, to come out here and be in shape, to produce for fans every single night, and most importantly, to help your team win, do you think that doesn't affect someone mentally? But as players, we're told to, no, you can't say that, you can't say this, but teams can? It goes along the same lines of when everyone wants to say, oh, man, that young guy can't figure it out. But no one wants to say the organization can't figure it out. At some point, the players must be respected in these situations, and it's ridiculous, and I'm sick of seeing it. Y'all have a great night. I'll see y'all tomorrow or Wednesday.
Mike, fucking drop. What are your thoughts on that? I mean, the dude was speaking some truth there.
I think he's wasting his time.
Why is that?
Well, I mean, if he wants that kind of change he's talking about, there's something called a CBA, right? Mm-hmm. And he needs to get with LeBron. He needs to get with Steph. He needs to get with Kawhi. He needs to get with KD, Kyrie. All those guys are the power players in the NBA. They can make things happen. Him just going on TV like that and saying that, nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to happen at all. He has to get with the people who make the moves, which is LeBron and everybody else. I mean, that's who makes things happen.
What about you, Jeff?
So I agree with you, but I disagree with you. And the reason I say that is you're right. When it's time to execute that change, you know what? You find yourself in collaboration with some of the other power players, and you know what? You require that there's certain standards built in to the to the players' agreement. But I think social media has become such a huge platform for pushing anyone's agenda, really. And sometimes in order to get that change, in order to secure that change or really get the push, you first have to start by planting the seed. And the reason that I think this rant, who I love and hate Draymond all at the same time, just put that out there. There's times that he annoys me and there's times that I celebrate him. And it's usually more celebration than annoyance. But this is a moment where I celebrate him because what he's done is he's gotten people talking. Yep. You know, they're talking about it on First Take. They're talking about it on Get Up. They're talking about it on different radio stations. Shit, we're talking about it, right? And so you're right. As far as the actual change taking place, it's going to require more. But usually the first step towards progress is at least creating a dialogue. And I think that he's successfully done that. What I will say to that is a lot of the talking heads is what I call them. You know, I love Get Up. I love First Take and a lot of these other shows. A lot of what they've had to say is I think people get confused and they somehow associate the players' contracts, which some of them are just ridiculously large, And the fact that the players have in recent years found a voice and found a way to move the way they want to move and get themselves into the situations that they want to, they kind of view that as a form of power and leverage. And so they try to discredit what Draymond has to say. But I think ultimately what he's talking about is controlling the narrative, right? If the expectation is that we are to remain professional and we are to treat each other with a certain level of respect. And you yep. know what, regardless of what side of the coin you are, whether you're the owner or whether you're the player, mm-hmm. you know, that's a coin that should flip both ways.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree. Like you said, yeah, I agree. I can see why Jeff agrees with you and disagree. I think what happened, which is obvious, this is after the game. He witnessed something that he's witnessed countless times being in the league and seeing it happen, hearing whispers or rumors, and you're supposed to constantly. Let's take, for example, Cleveland. When LeBron was on the team and they castrated the entire team, basically. They cut everyone off the team. They had everyone basically on the trading block to get, was it Cleveland? Yeah, it was Cleveland, right? Or was it the Lakers? I think it was the Lakers or Cleveland. No, it was the Cleveland at first because they were trying to get all these players in order because Kyrie was out and they were trying to push a run for the championship. And that's when they got Jordan Clark and Larry Nance Jr. So they had Isaiah Thomas on the trading block. He didn't know. Remember, he got traded the night before. He didn't freaking know he was getting traded. So much so that it was like Judas getting kissed when LeBron dissed him when he hit the game winner. So, hell yeah, man. And that plays on people's mental. I mean, we live in a society now that everything's social media. Like, we were talking about, you just mentioned the social media, social dilemma, and the likes and stuff. If you don't get the certain likes or whatever, that already plays into these young kids that they're committing suicides at a higher rapid rate than ever. And imagine as an adult. I mean, you're already getting hate now that the fans can reach you. So just imagine now. You're that touchable. Now the owners, you're up for trading. Let's say you're sitting on the bench, you're injured, and you get a, what's this mean? Your fan telling you got you're getting traded before you even know, before your agent even finds out. So I agree. There should be professionalism. They should sit there. They should talk to the players and inform them. Not let them know that they're considering trading them. So it's not a blow when they dress up to get suited up and then you have to go back in and get back into street clothes. The night of the game. Draymond Green is a nuisance, but hey, I'll give power to the people with that because you know what? At the end of the day, these are multi-billion-dollar companies, owners that, probably 80% don't give a shit about the players.
Yeah, but nothing's going to change until that CBA is changed.
No, I agree with that, but here's the thing.
You can rant, you can say what you want, you can have whatever, but nothing's going to change to the CBA.
I'll tell you this.
And one more thing. The players have to agree together. It can't be two or three. It has to be agree. And they're going to have to give up something, too, to get what they want. They got to give up something. And usually it's money.
Monetary.
Yeah, yeah. It could be money.
So when that happens, they don't always come to agreement because all the players aren't making the same amount of money.
No, I understand. But this is all about dealing with trade and being with the dignity of trade mm-hmm. and not being fine, because your agent came out and said you're demanding a trade and not being cast and not being your reputation being slandered because you don't want to play for this team because you know you want to move on.
But this is the time where players have more power than they ever had.
But that's what I'm trade. But that's what I'm trying to say. They have more power, but like Jeff was saying,
but they can lose that.
No, not with the social media, bro. Like they control the narrative now, just like LeBron James. Controls, he doesn't have to do an interview in the world. Stephen A. Smith's been chasing him for an interview, and LeBron won't do it because LeBron has his own social media platform.
But is the Marcus Cousins LeBron? No, he's not.
No, you don't understand what I'm saying. I'm just saying they have a voice now that they can actually speak and it create waves. Draymond Green isn't LeBron James, but he's making waves.
Yeah, but it's not going to change.
How do you know that?
Because it's got to be in the CBA.
No, because here's the thing. When something black happens, like there's a shoot or whatever, the NBA responds. So if you have, which the NBA is what, 90% black players?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why when something happens on that level, the NBA responds because they don't want a strike to happen with the players?
To be fair to the NBA, though, I think they have probably one of the best commissioners in
professional sports. No, I agree. That actually adhere to
openness
the
openness to yeah. hearing what the players
exactly.
have to say.
Exactly.
But you are right. It ultimately is going to come down to that agreement, and it's going to require everyone to be on board. Now, I think the one good thing about this is you're right. When it comes to topics of like, you know, to money, you know, with the monetary value, everybody's contract is different. Not everybody's making the same amount of money, but I think on a basic level, everyone can argue that, hey, I'd like a certain level of respect. And I think that's what Draymond's talking about.
Exactly. I agree.
It's about a certain level of respect. Like, you can't sit a guy that is able to play and openly talk about, all right, we're looking to trade him. Yes. But then a guy a season or two seasons ago comes out and openly says, hey, you know, I want to be traded to go somewhere else. And you find him $100,000. That contract,
exactly.
that contract works both ways. Yeah, you're paying me, but you guess what? I'm providing you a service. And so that respect, exactly. It's funny because, you know, he mentioned that and I listened to it like 2-3 times. And I really think he hit on something that not a lot of people has thought about before.
Right.
And that's what I'm saying. So maybe it doesn't change in this upcoming agreement whenever the next one is scheduled to be done. But at least it's got people talking about it, and it raises a certain element because if you're the NBA, especially with ratings going down and you're trying to find ways to push your product and keep a happy balance between player and organization – I feel like this is a pretty simple fix to work out.
Right?
Like,
it's policy.
And it should be simple.
Just policy. Right.
It should be simple. It
all you're saying
easy.
Is, like, don't openly vocalize, you know, what your need or your want to trade this
exactly.
guy. Because, you know what, it couldn't work both ways. That doesn't seem like a huge thing.
Especially
but you're right, sometimes it's not that.
Yeah, but especially
but
when.
It must be some kind of verbiage. Well, they're allowed to do that, though.
No, but here's the thing. No, it's not. Here's what it is. Because Alex Witkowski. That reporter?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, so he's the one that came out with it.
Wojnarowski.
So he gets the one that came out with it. So someone leaked it to him. But someone spoke. So someone in that room spoke and let it be known. And they did it on purpose.
Spoke about the trade.
Exactly.
Okay.
And let it be known.
Right.
So that's why they knew about it before. They knew about it. The sports channels and outlets knew about it before it was even announced. You know what I mean?
Right.
But we hear it all the time. We're playing a game, and you're like, oh, yeah, they have a thing on the trading block. And you're like, yo, you think about how that affects someone. And like you said, with Kyrie Irving, think how that, with him dealing with everything with the social, with the social injustice in this world, and him having that pressure of him being, you know, being lucky to have two parents, or one parent because his mother passed away.
I'm going to tell you, I love Kyrie, but Kyrie is a different kind of example.
Yes.
That is
flat earther.
Yeah, I'm about to say, probably not who you want to be.
That is
and
true.
I love brother, okay? When he has the ball in his hand.
It's magic.
It's
magic.
It is magic, but as far as off-court activity, mm-mm. that's probably not the dude you want to be.
Okay.
He is not. Well, I was just speaking on the mental health, whatever.
No, I know.
That aspect of it. Just using him as an example as far as mental health and then
to have right. that. You're right, mental.
Yeah.
Oh, your health? Oh, okay.
Yo, this dude dogging my boy.
No, it's love. Yo. It's love. Oh, with Kyrie, there's like, and whether it's accurate or not, unfortunately, you know, we live, like, perception is reality, right? And a lot of this is media, but the truth is Kyrie has to take some level of ownership in how... on how he's portrayed on his image, and he hasn't always helped himself.
No.
Not at all.
Did he say LeBron is not a clutch shooter?
Even with things that he said, like, you know, I have no intentions of going anywhere, and then you come out a little bit later, like, yeah, there's a credibility issue there, so he's a...
Okay, well, that's a different topic, okay?
My bad.
LeBron, Kyrie Irving's a completely different topic in show day, but I was just, like I
you're
said...
just covering the mental health.
People. Yeah, the mental health. I'm just saying, anyone suffering from mental health and finding out that, yo, you're rejected again in something, yo, that you know, think about someone that's not a superstar, and they can just toss, oh, yeah, we're going to trade this guy. What? So it should be handled respectfully. And here's the thing.
It should be.
You're in a league that if you argue with the ref, you're fine.
Yes.
So freedom of speech, man. So they want to keep things that professional. No, I'm saying you want to keep things that professional. I mean, they can't even say, yo, the calls were crazy.
Well, I see what you're saying.
Because they get fined.
You mean after the game.
Yeah, they can't even say they get fined.
Like, they can't speak on, yo, the ref was in Rob. They get fined.
Because it'd be like intimidation, though, to a referee.
Nah, yes, from what I've heard, the referees were running it when Allen Iverson was there, and they would give the other players. About that report, that referee that came out and said some of the games were fixed because they were betting in Vegas, dude.
But imagine.
They had the power.
But imagine LeBron James saying, say Jeff was the referee.
Yeah.
Jeff sucks, right? What would happen to him every game, every arena he plays at, every arena
with
he reps at?
LeBron James? I'm trying to tell you that it's been proven they've picked on Allen Iverson because he said something. Their reps have the power, man.
Oh, agreed. But what he's saying is you have to have regulation there to ensure that, you know, A, the well-being of the game and the protection of the referees.
They have to have some type of regulation in place.
And I agree with you. I feel like there is. So here's the problem with the referee position, right? I think there's a lack of transparency. You used that word earlier.
Yeah.
Whether it's NFL, whether it's the NBA, there are big-time moments where there are calls that are kind of either inconsistent with the flow of the game.
Or missed.
Or leaves you scratching your head or like completely missed. And it's sometimes convenient based on the player or the team, and where I feel like all these major professional sports can benefit is, you know what, there should be some transparency. Like, I should be able to go, whether it's the referee union, and see who's being tracked, who's been talked to about, you know, and that way as a fan, especially if I'm a super invested fan, I know, like, okay, well, there are steps being taken because, you know what, this guy blew, and people will argue and say, oh, well, a game never comes down to a single moment.
You absolutely had
four Saints Rams
bullshit. We all know that there are plenty of instances throughout time, great moments that were completely disrupted because a referee decided to make a call or not make a call. And you know what, as a fan, you sometimes want you need, I don't know, I guess what I'm looking for, you need some type of vindication from that moment being robbed from you. And if I can go somewhere and check and say, okay, you know, where is Cousin Jeff? Okay, all right. Oh, looks like, you know, the union's looking into him for that call.
Yeah.
It's currently under investigation.
You have to have a track. You should have some accountability, some track record.
Maybe you even be able to see that person's history as far as how many times they've been talked to.
I think they do that with boxing, right?
Boxing is the worst.
That's different. That's way
with the refs.
That's more corrupt, right there.
With the refs,
easily.
The judges, but not the refs. I'm saying the refs are picked off for their good refereeing. It's the judges.
You're right. Okay, my bad. I was with you. So I'm thinking the judges. Yeah. Talk about corruption.
I know that. I mean, come on, bro. Come on.
I don't even know why people watch boxing anymore. Like, maybe you have to grow up and appreciate it.
It all depends.
I've seen enough stuff where I grew up watching boxing. Completely aggravated because it's like, did we watch the same fight? How did you even score that?
Yeah. What about UFC? You don't watch that? I've been watching some of that. I mean, when Conor McGregor and whatever go, I like to watch those big fights.
Yeah, I like UFC.
UFC?
Yeah.
I'm kind of in and out. Depends on the fight.
Depends on the fight, the person?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Anyway.
Sorry, we digress.
No, we digress, but it's all good. That's what we do. Anyway, guys, I don't know if the pet peeve covered the rant of the day or the week.
I don't know. We were all pretty passionate, and you cut out kind of early.
Okay, on that note, then you two bastards come up with a rant. All right. Who's going first with a rant? Who's got the rant?
Okay. This might be more of a PDA than anything.
Okay.
I can't stand it. The texting and driving on the highways. My life is, listen, we only get one life, and when I'm on a highway, I'm going, 75, 80 miles an hour. I don't need somebody swerving in my lane because they're doing like this right here. I'm looking over like, they texting and driving. Look, stop texting and driving. Straight up. Stop it. It's not worth it. Seriously. I've seen it too many times.
No, but, so you said it was a PDA. So, for all those lovers out there, all those people that can't stop driving without texting, Raymond says, stop your shit. Bitch.
That's it. S-Y-S.
And that's it for my public announcement. All right, what about
Well played.
Thank you, sir.
High-level stuff here for all of our folks that are feeling some kind of way about the, you know, the election results.
Yeah.
Regardless of who you voted for, regardless of who you like, look, man, we got to find a way to make this work. And holding to your guns, whether it's your guy that's sitting in the seat or not, we're not going to make any progress. So it's fine. Be upset. Be angry if that's not your dude. You know, be happy if that's your dude. But we have to find a middle ground. If the ultimate goal is about progress, and growing this country and growing our culture and kind of returning to a place of being really at the top of the line of being a superpower, then you know what, we can't accomplish this goal without unity. So let's take a step back. Let's take a deep breath. And, you know, let's find a way to work through.
Okay, and let me translate that for you guys.
So all you Trumpers that are mad, and you got your guns, and you ready to shoot somebody. Cousin Jeff says, just put the gun down and go with Biden. Sleepy Biden. Okay? Because when I was in the... Anchorage, when I was in the Scranton, Ohio. What is it? Scranton, right? Scranton?
Scranton.
Scranton? Okay.
It's Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Scranton, Pennsylvania. When I was in Scranton, my mama, my daddy. If Joe Biden mentions one more family member.
Nah, don't put the gun down. You know what? I'm a huge fan of, you know, keep your peace by you. But again, whether it's your guy or not, man, like we just have to be better.
Yeah.
We have to be better. And you know what? There's been plenty of situations in life, whether it's with your kids, whether it's with your family, it might be your significant other, where sometimes, you know, you got to grit teeth and move for the benefit of the greater good.
Yeah.
And in no way do I believe that, you know, Joe or Donald was, you know, the next savior. I think they both have pros and cons, but we just have to be better.
No, I agree. We only have one savior. His name was Howard Schei, baby. He came down over 2,000 years ago. Anyway, that's Jesus Christ, guys. Yo, you guys got quiet. It's Jesus Christ. Okay. Do I have a rant? Yeah, I do have a rant.
I never heard a sexy tone in Jesus' name thrown out there.
Oh, wow. Sacrilegious right there. Really blasphemy.
Know,
yo.
Know how to really
yo. That. Nah. You guys are weird. I don't even take it on that level. Holy smoly. What do I got? Yeah, I do have a rant, actually. You remember that one time when I had these two guys on the show and they were both assholes? Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Jeff, cousin Jeff. And okay, yep. And we out.